Ladies and gentlemen, Back Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The GigCast.
Welcome to the GigCast. This is the GigCast, show number 175 for the, let's call it the 8th of January, 2009. That's right, folks. Welcome to the fifth year of the GigCast podcasting. Not 5 years continuous, but this is the fifth year that we've actually have been. 2005 to 2009 is 5 years, right? Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yeah, 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
When did we start in 2005, though?
Like August, but I'm not saying it's 5 years, but it's in 5 different years we've been podcasting.
Oh, okay.
2005, so we 6, 7, 8, and, right, exactly.
2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah, 5 years.
Who the hell have we been doing this
for? I don't know, man. Show one doing else, 175 shows, so, yeah. Anyway, that's Scott. So, you know, everybody knows Scott. Matt Scott, from, MattScottComic.com. Both from them on isitfunnytodayornot.com.
Kidding. Yeah. I actually did okay today.
Do you know what I found out? That you can go and vote on each year comics.
That doesn't work right.
Every day. What doesn't work right?
Well, it only lets you vote once on each comic, unless you've got some way of refreshing your.
I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't know, but I was able to.
Because it'll tell me I voted already.
You've already voted.
Twice.
Yeah.
What's not working? If you take 175 and divide it by 52, which is how many weeks there are in a year. You end up with 3 years.
Right, but we straddle the end of 2005, and this is the beginning of 2009.
So we're like hovering over the toilet. Not quite flushed.
But. Right. We're 3.5 years of actual podcasting, but it covers over a 5 year period, sort of.
Boy, you should work for the government.
Spin, baby, spin. Anyway, on this week's
That is a hell.
Go to thegigcast.com and just scroll down to where it says archives. The archives start in 2005 and they go up to 2009. So there you go. I'm just saying. Anyway, on today's GigCast, we do not have an interview with anybody, but we do have some really great stories to talk about. We have major pimpage to do for the Night Gig Studios webcomic sampler number 4. Last week of pre-order. Got to get in there. We also have the TBBA Spotlight. That's right. Brian Anderson has sent us some more links to talk about, as well as, of course, A Shallow Thought from Miss Christiana Ellis, award-winning podcaster and owner of a new puppy. So we will get to all that and more right after this.
Prepare to drown your brain in a tablespoon of philosophy. It's Christiana's Shallow Thoughts on the GigCast. And now, Christiana's Shallow Thoughts. So, I spent a little time this evening working on a level in Little Big Planet, which, if you're not already familiar with, it's a PlayStation 3 game that is mostly a 2D platformer. But what makes it exceptional is that it has a very elaborate and easy-to-use level creation kit, and you are able to publish your own created levels online for everyone to play. So, my level that I'm working on is based on working in an office. You start in the mailroom on the ground floor, and you have to deliver mail to the right people via pneumatic tubes. Then, you get promoted to receptionist, and you go up to the next floor and have to transfer calls to the right people. Then you become an office worker and go up again, and this time you have to carry a document around and get it stamped by all the right people and then deliver it to your outbox. Then you get promoted to management, move up again to the next floor, and you have to choose which of the people you were just getting stamps from to fire. Then you get promoted to CEO at the very top of the building, and you get to steer the whole company, which inevitably leads to the building catching fire. But no worries, because you can sail safely down to the finish line on your golden parachute to find a hefty bonus waiting for you at the end. So far, I have a working prototype of the pneumatic tube thingy. Anyway, I'm making significant progress, but I only have to venture out into the community levels pages to find an excellent illustration of the principle that, no matter how good you are at something, there will always be someone out there who is better. Probably lots of them. But there's also lots of crappy crap. So if you can avoid putting out that, you're doing better than 90% of the population. And that ain't bad. ShallowThoughts.libsyn.com and ChristianaEllis.com, 206-984-9264. New Thoughts Daily.
What's it, Sophie? It's that time again? Come on, let's go.
It's time for some links from a guy in the know. When it comes to making comics, hey, this guy is a pro. Searches the web to find stuff he likes, and we share him with you on the TBBA Spotlight. It's the Bastard Brian Anderson Spotlight. From the Gigcast and DogEatDoug.com. Hey everybody, JT here once again for the TBBA Spotlight. That's right, that bastard Brian Anderson sent us a few more links for us to talk about in his absence. All right, so this week, let's see, the first one he sent was from a comic called Muzz at fscwasteland.net/Muzz. This, the fact that Brian enjoys this strip really highlights the dark nature that lives in the soul of one of the guys that draws the cutest comic in the newspapers. This is a very, it's a black and white, full page comic, kind of manga style, kind of not, but very dark, very twisted, very disturbing, but a lot of fun, a lot of really good. Again, it's at fscwasteland.net/muzz, M-U-Z-Z. Okay, and the second link that Brian sent over is back over to Superfogies at thirdworld.com/webcomics/superfogies, or I believe superfogies.com will still get you there. Brock over at Superfogies has made a kind of a major announcement here on Tuesday. We were going to talk about it on the show, but we don't have to now because Brian told us about it here. What's going on is Brock, who has always thought of himself as a writer more than an artist, which is understandable, just looking at the storylines behind the gang of Super Fogies, is going to be scaling back a bit to concentrate on writing a book, which is pretty awesome. But he's not given up on Super Fogies at all. He's still going to update once a week. But what is really cool is that he is going to do an origin story, the Super Fogies origin stories. It's going to be once a week. It's going to be a full-page comic book size update with a guest artist. And the artist that he has doing this is actually pretty awesome. His name is T.L. Collins. He did the guest strip on Tuesdays. Go back to actually the 6th, which would be Monday or Tuesday? Tuesday? I don't know. The 6th of January, you'll see the guest strip that he did for Super Fogies. It's just excellent. It's going to be great for Brock. So he's actually going to be doing... Tuesdays will be the Super Fogies Origins. Thursdays is the only day he'll be posting the Super Fogies regular strip. So he's still going to have the regular Super Fogies strip going on. You're going to have Super Fogies Origins. And at the end of this all, hopefully, Brock will have a book, which I'm sure will be awesome, that everybody will have to run out and purchase when in every way, shape, or form it becomes available. All right. And the third link that Brian sent over this week is over at the Web Blog Awards. Brian wanted to give a shout out to Calamities of Nature, which is running for best web comic. So if you would, head on over to 2008.weblogawards.org/poll/best-comic-strip. Of course, I'll try to get these links into the show notes. And give Calamities of Nature a vote. Brian would like you to do that. Of course, if you don't agree with his choice, there are others you can pick, including Garfield minus Garfield and XKCD and a few others. But Calamities of Nature should be voted for, because I think it's excellent as well. All right, so that is the TBBA Spotlight for this week. Remember, you can follow Brian from his own webcomic, his own comic, at dogeatdoug.com, as well as on Twitter at twitter.com/dogeatdoug. Looks like he may not be able to make it to MegaCon this year, which really, really stinks. I was hoping to get a couple of books signed by him, but I'm going to figure out a way to do that anyway, in any way, shape, or form. So until next time, until next week, this is JT Shea for Brian Anderson saying, and Brian, you got to tell me something else to say besides this. Only forest fires can prevent bears. Now back to your regularly scheduled gig cast already in progress. And we're back. Well, I'm back. Are you back, Scott?
I'm back. I'm actually just looking stuff up.
Still looking? Oh, you should have told me. We could have let the pause go longer.
No, I mean, it's just something you said reminded me that the Daily Grind Iron Man Challenge was still going.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, we hit a milestone and we think, hey, what's going on with the Daily Grind? If that is,
yeah, we really, really haven't. We're starting 2009 out with your Daily Grind Iron Man Challenge. If you have all forgotten, and many of you have, the Daily Grind was started out by basically a bunch of guys going, we're going to throw in $20. We're going to see who cacks first. So right. These are guys that are updating daily, Monday to Friday. So Monday through Friday, these are guys that haven't missed a day yet.
That's pretty amazing.
And I'm just trying to figure, who was the first one out?
The first one out?
First one out was Steven Brierell, October. No, he's the latest one. I went the wrong way.
All right.
Was Donald Norfsinger. And he dropped March 11th, 2005.
2005, yeah, because the Daily Grind started like just before we started podcasting.
Seems weird. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, March 11th, 2005, the first guy dropped. So that's, it took a little while for that to happen. And yeah, some notable people, Dean Tripp dropped May 5th, 2005. Scott Kurtz dropped July 11th, 2005. Greg Dean, September 5th, 2005. And for a while there, it was looking like this thing would be done, 2005. That, you know, everybody missed something.
Yeah.
And then you kind of jump ahead, and no, it went into 2006. DJ Kaufman dropped in 2006. Yeah. Jenny Breeden, who I thought would win,
yeah, so
dropped
did I.
In April 2007. Joseph Bergen, he dropped in March 28, 2008. And we're still going. We have 9 contestants left.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that is really unbelievable, considering, I mean, how many webcomics have been born and then and died in that time frame? I mean, never mind the ones that are in the challenge. It's amazing.
I think Geiger might win it.
Oh, he's if he's still in it, then I put my money squarely behind him. He is the consummate professional. You know, I'd give it to him right now.
He's been doing it. He's probably been doing it. Well, not only is he doing it daily, but he also has like 3 strips going. I think managing his strip is something he does very well.
Very, very well. Yeah.
So that's where we're at. Head out to crowncommission.com/dailygrind and take a look at everybody who's dropped and who's still in it.
I feel sorry for the poor guys who are taking care of the website. You gotta check it again.
Hi.
I'm pretty sure they probably wanted to quit a long time ago.
Well, I don't know. Actually, last I heard, they kind of suspected it was going to go a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You got to figure once you're past the 3-year mark that, yeah, okay, whoever's in it now is not going to give up now, you know. Wow, that's amazing. All right, so, like I said, there's no interview, but we got some stories to talk about. And one of the first ones I want to bring up is that it's the CCA Awards are starting up once again for the 2009. There was the 2008, I guess, awards are going to be given out again, I believe, at MegaCon. Is that the plan?
Well, that's the we were supposed to do stuff for them, too.
We still can. We got time.
Well, yeah, now I got... shit. Excuse me.
What?
I was copying here, going to paste over here. No, I promised to help out with doing a slideshow, and I completely dropped the ball on that.
When? What, last year?
Well, no, last year we were going to, and I dropped the ball then. But I was going to make a generic slideshow, and I still suppose I have time to make a generic one.
Yeah, you haven't dropped the ball yet. I mean,
but I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know what the things are and the other things are. And
well, right now they're in the they're still in the nomination round. Matter of fact, nomination round just started yesterday on Wednesday the 7th, yeah. And that goes all the way to the 23rd of January. Wait a second,
March 8th. The winners.
Hold on
announced.
A second. Hold on. That's forget it. That's last year's timeline.
Yeah, that's last year's timeline.
Yeah, we got to get a hold of.
So yeah, they got to be. I don't know what they're going to do now.
Looks like they're just they're still having problems getting on the ball, it seems. So
exactly.
We'll have to see what's going on. All I know that the CCAs should be are starting up again. We need to figure out.
Well, you know what? We should probably get the official word
before we say
anything
else. Because
I'm looking at their message board. Looks pretty dead.
Huh.
So hopefully there's going to be a CCA awards.
Yeah. Well, this would be the time that they'd be ramping up, considering MegaCon is a little bit earlier this year than it was last year. So
where have my CCO awards gone? where can they be?
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next story then.
Next story?
The next story, this one here, which is pretty funny. The cartoonist behind Mother Goose and Grimm. Being sued by the Colombian government for defamation of character or something.
As reported by the Daily Cartoonist, and actually they got it from somebody else. They got it from whatever.
The
Daily Cartoonist. If you don't visit thedailycartoonist.com,
Colombia,
and you enjoy the art, not only the art, but the business behind cartoons, go out and check out Daily Cartoonist. You get a great smattering of news, but then you also get some commentary from actual industry professionals who kind of read and follow the blog.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that
Mike Peters.
Mike Peters, the creator and the artist behind Mother Goose and Grimm, which is syndicated nationwide, very, very funny cartoon.
Huge strip.
Yeah, huge. He did a joke about Juan Valdez possibly, being killed and put into coffee tins because about the whole Canadian government being a big crime syndicate and
the government,
yeah, exactly, the cartels, the whole thing, right? And I guess the Federation of Colombian Coffee Growers took offense and sued him for $20 million.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess they got the story from ColumbiaReports.com, and apparently Mr. Peters apologized, and he said he got the idea for the cartoon was based on the fact that the supposed fact that the inventor of Pringles had his cremated ashes buried in a Pringles can. So I guess that's where he got the idea. Well, if Juan Valdez were to be wiped out, he'd be put in some coffee cans, I guess. I don't know.
Roasted slowly?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure a nice Colombian blend there. So nice dark roast.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if that's on.
So, GigCast sued for $20 million, you say.
GigCast sued for $20 million? For what?
Well, yeah, for making jokes about Juan Valdez being
slow-roasted.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, that'd be no such thing as bad publicity, right? That'd be good.
I don't know. Maybe we should really insult somebody.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Again, stealing from the ranks of the Daily Cartoonist, looks like Popeye is public domain, at least over in Europe now. So that's it.
Yeah, I saw that and was immediately started thinking that I might have to pick up a UK domain and start making my own Popeye cartoons.
Well, that might be a problem.
Well, come on, it's only copyright.
Well, the original artist who is Sager.
How about I just say the original artist?
The original artwork, I guess, is now public domain. But if you wanted to create your own drawings of Popeye, then you're going to have trouble with United Syndicates, who still owns the King Syndicate. Who is it?
King Features.
King Features. Thank you. Yeah.
But you could do like a, you know, like a dinosaur comics, and just use the original artwork and as clip art.
Oh, I suppose you could, and I'm sure there's plenty of, you know, pictures of Popeye punching Brutus and a Bluto. Are you
turning
like
your
mute
sailor
and not
cart.
Mute or something? Are you doing something?
I was muting and then not muting.
Oh, don't do that, because it puts a huge hum. Yeah, thank you. Stop! It puts a huge hum on your thing there. You get a click. Yeah, exactly. You don't need it. Like a limpet. Limpet mine from Mr. Limpet Goes to War.
You don't know Bluto, but you know Limpet Mind Goes to War?
That was a great movie. Did you ever see that movie? The Incredible Mr. Limpet?
I've never even heard of that movie.
Don Knotts. It's absolutely...
Come on. How in the world does anybody here still remember movies Don Knotts was in?
It was a Don Knotts where Don Knotts is during World War II. He was 4F. He couldn't go to war. His best buddy was in the Navy. And at one point, at the beginning of the movie, he wishes he was a fish. And he falls overboard, falls into the water, becomes a fish. And it's a half-animated, you know, like a little cartoon fish swimming around. And he helps the Navy defeat the German U-boat menace.
Oh, my God.
It's an awesome movie.
If you have ever seen that movie, please email gigcast@nightgig.com.
The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Oh, come on. Anyway, you know, the funny thing is...
I don't remember Bluto, but you remember a Don Knotts movie
saw. But the thing is, I've seen it more than once, and I've only seen it on TV. It was like when I was a kid. And it wasn't like I didn't have it on tape. It wasn't like a video cassette or something.
Sure, it wasn't like a video your mom and dad got together and filmed.
I am positive. I remember watching it at my Aunt Paula's house one time, up in one of the bedrooms with an old black and white TV.
Sure.
But anyway, so, I think King Features would have a problem with somebody. I guess if you're using the original artwork, I guess you could do that, sure. But
you'd get away with it. But yeah, again, you would have to follow some very strict guidelines to make sure that you weren't, you know.
Yeah.
But who knows? Yeah, you can't still use the name because King Features is still actually probably publishing this stupid thing somewhere.
Right. So you couldn't call it Popeye. Maybe call it Popped Eye. Or
you just call it Bill.
Bill. I mean, Bill the Pirate. Bill the Sailor.
Yeah. Public domain. Call it what you want.
Sure. There you go. Copyrights and eminent domain. It's crazy stuff.
Don't know enough about it. You never. And trust me, you can't know enough about it.
No.
It's one of those things that if you are publishing any art, you probably should at least try to take a stab at, so you just understand the concept behind it.
Yes.
But even once you get that part, you will probably never understand copyright law.
Yep. Hey, and speaking of
open
source.
It's like saying
source,
you understand the church.
Hey, didn't you speaking of open source and copyright and stuff like that, didn't you say there was some great video out there of a friend of ours?
Yeah, there's a couple of good videos floating around out there. The one that I just stumbled upon today. I'm really behind the ball with it, so if you are a Schlock Mercenary fan and you've already seen this, shut up. Because somebody on Twitter linked it up and I was watching it. Howard Taylor goes to the Utah Open Source Conference 2008. Looks like this was back in August.
Yeah.
Howard went over to the Open Source Conference and gave a speech using webcomics as a model to explain how giving it away can actually make you money. And I'm only about halfway through. It's pretty general kind of general overview of what things you should be thinking about if you have, you know, half an inkling to try to make money off of your product. And your product doesn't necessarily have to be just a webcomic. It could be just, you know, you are doing this on the web. And it would still be a good video to watch. It's cool to watch it because, it's Howard. And yeah. Howard is no dummy who's only drawn comics all of his life. And no, he's actually had some marketing sense, and he's got some business sense behind him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's one of the first webcomic creators to do it full time and make a decent living out of it. You know, a livable living, I should say. I don't know. And so whatever he has to say, I mean, he did it right. And what'd you say the main focus of his
Well, it's the open source conference, so the main focus is how to make money off of something that you're essentially giving away.
Right. Right, but you mentioned before something about the whole customer service thing, about how...
Oh, yeah, I met a really good part of the video where he's talking about... If you divided up your audience between who actually reads it and what, you know, who's actually paying for things,
yeah,
you'd probably find that there's actually a small number of people who are actually paying for things. But if you treat those people like gold, your paying audience, they will keep coming back to you. So it's that kind of traditional good customer service will create a good business model. You know, find your audience. That's the tough part. You might be putting something out. Like, for example, I put out a comic, and it's mostly a dailies comic, although I'm going Monday, Wednesday, Friday this couple of weeks anyways. And treat them very well. Find out who's actually paying attention to you and do the most that you can to provide them with premium content. And that premium content may actually, you know, become available to others, but you know, things like books.
Yep.
He talked about how he created a coloring book this year, and it was a downloadable PDF. And he said, for any available donation, I will make this link available to you. And he actually ended up doing very well with it.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it was really just because, I mean, it was almost like tipping. It was like, I'm providing you something extra. Please chip in, you know, help pay my bills. And, you know, that's not really a hat in hand type of a donation. That's I've actually provided you something. Yes, you can pay what it's actually worth. If you like what I'm doing and I treated you very well, please tip. And it's a great business model. It's a business model that waitresses and waiters learned a long time ago. It's a business model that a lot of the service industries,
yeah.
And maybe that's how we have to view open source, and not just open source, but how we treat the comics
content.
That
we create. Website content. I mean,
yep. Yeah, I mean, even if it's podcasts, and we should work to find out ways to make, you know, Gigcast have a little something extra for the people who download it and listen to it religiously, whether that be cool t-shirts to buy, or you know, we last year at MegaCon we had some CDs that we were selling. Mm-hmm. We should really get some of that stuff available on the internet.
Yeah,
you know, kind of like the best of interviews thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We should. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just that also translates to other, like I said, not just webcomics, other web content. Like, for instance, you know, what Scott Sigler's done and what J.C. Hutchins have done. With their podcast novels, you know,
give away the novel,
and also bam, now they have book deals, you know, and they're doing really well, or at least, you know, Sigler's doing well, and Hutchins is slowly gaining the same type of thing. So, yeah, it's a great. It makes sense. It makes sense. Give away the stuff, and but like I said, the tough part is finding the audience. That is the tough part.
Yep,
and keeping them. Did we just enter a fog bank? Is that what? It's a whale, a white whale.
That's the indication that I'm more than three quarters of the way done with my beer.
Is that what that is?
I'm looking for the waitress.
I thought you were
waitress.
Is that the mating call of the mostly drunk beer? Is that what that is?
No, that's the waitress whistle.
Hey, there's another great video online. Chris Akewood being interviewed or giving a talk or being talked with a bunch of people over at the Googleplex, the people at Google. I listened to that, watch that one, and there's some pretty good information, you know, about what he's done and web comics in general, and again, keeping your audience on the web. We got that link off over Comics Talk, comicstalk.com.
Now, did you have you seen any of the other Googleplex ones?
No, I haven't. That's the first one I've actually.
They did. I believe it was Meredith Gran.
Oh, nice.
Octopus Pie.
Yep.
And I'm just gonna say that because she was out there with somebody, and I can't remember his name, and I'm gonna feel stupid because I can picture him. He does a good comic, but I'm not gonna embarrass myself by guessing.
All right.
But yeah, so yeah, the Googleplex stuff is they're good videos. The quality on them is really, really good.
Well,
it would have
Google.
To be. It's freaking Google.
Yeah. Although, if you look at the video, it looks like, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, in college, just, you know, hanging out and, you know, inside the actor's studio with a bunch of guys that, you know, whatever, you know.
Well, that's partly the current, you know, it's not that I mind the current casual attire atmosphere. You know, because it makes for, you get a good feeling of the person's personality.
Sure.
When you allow them to just show up in their daily clothes.
Right.
On the other hand, you get that exact, it looks like a bunch of college guys hanging around.
Yeah. Which isn't, I guess, a bad thing. It seems to be working for Google, so who am I to argue?
I don't know. Who are you to argue?
I'm not at all.
So would you, that kind of covers the actual news that we cared to go out and look for. what do you got?
I got a whole bunch of Twitter bits to talk about and also a couple of emails, but I say we take a quick trip down to the Night Gig Studios Lounge and see who's playing down there. You need another beer, and I want to listen to some music.
No beer.
All right. Well, tell you what, folks, take a listen to this. I'm not sure what it is because I haven't decided yet, but it's got to be something. And when we come back, we'll do the Twitter bits and some emails that we got from people and take it from there. So let's go. We'll tell you what. We'll see you after the music.
Dun, 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 dun.
There was a hot girl in the comic shop, and I didn't know what to do. There was a hot girl in the comic shop, she was looking at the Doctor Who. There was an actual girl in the comic shop, what am I meant to say? I had to check to make sure that she wasn't just a human-sized cardboard display. My competition was a kid with pimples and a guy in a wheelchair, so I knew I had to act fast. There was a hot girl in the comic shop, where I'd never seen a girl before. A kind of indie-looking girl in the comic shop, and she knew her way around the store. Oh my lord, she's moving towards the role-playing game. Oh my god, she's picking out dice. So many questions in my mind, what would be a good pickup line? Why had a hot girl just come in if the Hulk fought Spider-Man? Who would win? I guess that Spider-Man's advantage would be his webs and his manual dexterity. But then again, the Hulk's endurance is limitless, and he's stronger than his body would be. He's got the healing factor, but the proportion of strength. About 10 minutes ago, there was a hot girl in the comic shop. Did anyone see her go? Had she come to the comic shop looking for love? I guess I'll never know.
And we're back. All right, let's get into those Twitter bits, because we got a lot of them. I give out a holler, and oh boy, did people start just hollering back. Again, it's
holla back.
Holla back. It's twitter.com/JT Shea if you want to listen to me give out those hollers. All right, let's see here. The we got one from Frampus, let me say. He says he hears a Nike Egg sampler is a good thing to go and pre-order. And you know, that is very, very true. Thank you. Thanks for that, Frump. Yeah.
I'm not familiar. What is that?
Well, it's a book that we put together every year at Nike Geek Studios, where our members, which pretty much covers almost anybody that wants to be a member, we have eight. Is it eight this year? I think it's seven or eight. I'm doing the book. I should know. Different comic artists who have submitted stories for this Nike Geek sample. It's a 44-page book in full color. Even if the comics aren't in color or not, the black and white comics are actually in color, but you just see them in black and white.
Very colorful black.
And we do this. We get them ready for print for MegaCon each year, and we do pre-orders. And the people that pre-order for the $10 donation, they get the book, they get it signed by everybody at MegaCon, they get sketches from everybody at MegaCon, and any little extra stuff we have lying around from the convention. So they'll be mailed out the week after MegaCon, and yes, this year they will be mailed out the week after MegaCon. And we're going to have pre-orders open for another week or so still. So if you're listening to this within the first week of this thing being out there, you can still get your pre-orders in and get the deluxe package. What's nice about the pre-orders is you're helping support Nike Geek, helping to pay for the printing of the books, and at the same time, you're getting all the love and attention that the members of Nike Geek that are going to be at MegaCon can show. And eternal thanks and gratitude for that. So yeah, that's the first Twitter bit, if you want to call it a Twitter bit. Let's see here. We got a Scott Story from Johnny Saturn. Sent out a little press release about a Twitter bit that on January 5th, which is this week, Johnny Saturn is going to go content 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, with original storylines for Johnny three times a week. But there's going to be new content six times a week. So that's great. They're ramping it up, and Johnny Saturn is a great superhero type webcomic. If you're not reading it, you should be. So check that out at johnnysaturn.com. The next one, there's a whole bunch of them here. Mikey's Life is off hiatus. You want to go check that out. It's also and it's updating five times a week now. We'll have the link to that in the show notes. All these Twitter bits will get in the show notes because they're easy to do. They, you know, it's cut and paste. I can do that. Dungeon Warden want us to know that the mini comic dump truck is starting round two. Info is in yesterday's podcast. Yesterday's podcast being, I believe, the TGT podcast over at frumpf.net. I think that's the podcast he's involved with. Am I right? Three guys talking? Two guys talking?
Something like that, yeah. TGT.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, Christian, why don't you let you guys know, the Sequential Artist Pub this week is actually on Saturday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on TalkShoe. Not Friday at 10. It's going to be Saturday at 9. Oh, and did I mention Krishna is done the guy who did the cover for this year's Nike Exemplar, as well as, I believe for the first time in book form, I may be wrong, or anthology or whatnot, I may be wrong. I think I'm right, though, that PC Weenies and Uncubed are being featured in the Nike Exemplar. Like I said, I think it's the first time. So if you want to get in history, you know, PC Weenies has been on the net forever, but this is the first time I believe it's in book form in any type of book.
I don't know about PC Weenies, but Uncubed, certainly.
Uncubed, definitely. PC Weenies might have been something else, but wasn't it in a magazine for a while?
I was going to say, I think PC Weenies made it in a magazine.
Yeah, all right. Well, for the first time.
So it's been in print.
Right. It's been in print, but this first time it's going to be with a Nike Geek sampler. Christian did the cover for us last year, and this year he did the cover as well as some content, so that's really cool. Let's see here. Sean Cook wanted to thank us desperately for introducing him to Twitter. So, Sean, you're welcome. Kenny Chronicles has a download printable action figure on their Christmas post. It's actually pretty cool. If you've been reading Kenny Chronicles at all, there's a little robot spider thing that was in the comic, and he actually made a PDF of that of that creature, if you print it out on a single piece of like cardstock and then turn it over and print the other half, the other side on this side of the cardstock, when you cut out, it makes it a very easily foldable spider creature you can put on your monitor or on your computer somewhere. It's very cool. Let's see. And that was it for Twitter Bits. From what I can tell, then it goes into other stuff. But yeah, so those are the Twitter Bits. And if you, again, if you want to, if you use Twitter, or if you don't use Twitter and you're wondering what it is, you go to twitter.com, sign up, and add JT Shea, follow me, and once a week I'll send out a little, hey, about to record the GigCast, get any news out there, and then I like a mindless robot, read them back to people here on the show.
Yes. Mindless robots.
Mindless robots. Nothing
brought
wrong.
Brought to you, GeekCast, brought to you by mindless robots.
And let's see, I know we had an email or two. Oh, yeah, from Mark Meckes. He wanted us to let you guys know that to get ready for the convention season ahead, and he's going to be at MegaCon, he's reducing Eddie Pie to 2 days a week, but he's going to make up for it with presenting some additional content fiction over at Zortik. So please keep on checking Zortik.com and Eddie-Pie.com, ETI-PI.com. I think that's how he pronounces it. I don't know if he says EDI or Eddie or whatever, but check those out. I'm sure he does something. And actually, over on Zortik, if those of you, this is like a little bonus trivia points. He's going to be introducing the adventures of Blast Rockatron starting next Wednesday on Zortik. And if you know who Zach Rockatron is, those are the bonus points we're talking about. I'm not sure what the bonus points will get you, but if you email Mark and say, hey, I know who Blast Rockatron is, I'm sure you'll get something. Points towards a Frisbee. I don't know.
I think he does a morning show here in the Twin Cities.
Blast Rockatron?
Yeah.
Blast Rockatron and the Morning Rocketeers. No?
Where's the cowbell?
Hey, wah, wah. Yeah. No. So,
speaking of morning show, what happened to whatever in the Nuge?
In the who?
The gnomes thing.
Oh, that was something.
Should I not brought it up on the show?
No, it's fine. It was. I'm trying to think of the name of the morning show.
Oh, Grinder in the Can.
It was a Grinder in the Can?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
that sounds right. I don't know. Gnomes kind of did its first season and then kind of petered out. It may be back. Well, the problem is all the voice actors I had lined up that were doing all the parts either got married, had babies, or disappeared, or, you know. And so that's kind of what happened.
All right, fair enough.
That and the guy who was putting it all together, lazy bastard that he is. Well, yeah, but,
All right, let's wrap it up.
At least it's consistent.
We can wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up. Hey, and those of you who are still trying to get the older GigCast episodes.
What the hell for?
The feed.
Oh, sorry.
The feed's still goofy, and the guy who's supposed to help us, Craig, who's probably not listening because he's
had some issues lately.
Well, he's been very, very busy at work and in side projects, and that's fine. But I'm sure they'll either be available eventually. If you were looking through the show notes, the past show notes on thegeekcast.com, and you see a show that you desperately want to hear, just let me know, and I can repost it, and it'll go up onto the feed. But
so editing the feed doesn't help?
Well, the thing is, the feed is created through WordPress dynamically.
So, well, I know, but I mean, if you went back to some of the old posts,
no, you can't. I can't do anything with them. I've even tried to go out to the old posts and delete the media file out of the post and re-add it. It doesn't work. You can't even delete it out of there.
What if you deleted the whole post and then just added the post back in?
I don't know. I could try that, but that just seems like an awful lot of work.
So more work for you than Greg?
No, Craig.
That's right, Craig.
Yeah, Craig just has a script.
Yeah, that take should him fix nothing.
It. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sure. It's not effort at all. It's
That's
just
what
like
he said.
It's like all things IT. We sit around and we spend 3-4 hours picking our noses.
Right.
And then magically we come in with this simple little script and it just works.
It's a script that he has used before. He doesn't have to create it from scratch. He just has to find it and maybe do a...
Anyway. Well, yeah, but then he also probably has to have server access. I don't know that he has server access.
Oh, pshaw. Yeah, that's the thing. He'd have to go through you for that now, wouldn't he?
Well, and not only that, I don't even have that. I don't think I have command line access. I'd have to call the guy.
I would have to figure it out. If that doesn't work, then yes. Then I'll have to go through and manually.
Because actually, I think his something. Is... it doesn't matter. We'll talk about it later.
But until then, if there's a show you really want to see or hear, well, let me know and I can get it to you. The direct download links might work still.
I think you should try that. I think just pick a show.
Yeah.
In the past, try just copying the post, and then deleting it, re-add it. See what happens.
All right.
Or whatever, or don't.
No, I can. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. We'll try that.
Just right. Shot.
People don't need to hear this anymore. They're getting tired of it.
Sure, they don't.
Anyway, that's a good cast for this week. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, who's it brought to you by?
It's brought to us by Steal This Comic. It's still the main banner on the gig cast, but the
skyscraper.
The skyscraper is Star Pirates.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice little, isn't it like an RPG game or something?
Really?
You
have Steal This Comic as the head banner?
Yeah, who do you have?
I got Tokyo Pop.
Let me refresh. Oh, it's Tokyo Pop now, but hey, Steal This Comic was there when I saw it.
The beginning of the show is brought to you by Steal This Comic.
And now
the last half of the show is brought to you by Tokyo Pop.
That's right.
Head on over to the GigCast and click on the links, please.
It says rock out this winter with Princess. Hey, if anybody out there is playing Animal Crossing City Folk for the Wii, let me know, because I want to come visit your town. And if you don't have pears, I really want to come visit your town. So, or if you want somebody to visit a town that has pears, I could hook you up, because I got pears. Boy, do I have pears. All right, folks, this has been, been JT Shea. For all of us here at the Night Gig Studios and the Gig Cast, and of course, I want to thank everybody who's been involved with the show. We got, of course, Mike Moss doing an awesome job doing the webcomic wire for us, gathering news stories, and keeping the content on thegigcast.com nice and current. Beatnik Turtle for their wonderful theme song, which is now my new cell phone ringer, which I think is really cool. If anybody wants a Night Gig theme with a cell phone ring, let me know. I can hook you up. who else? Christian Ellis for use of her shallow thoughts, and of course Brian Anderson for sending me the links for his spotlight every week. Okay, so for all of us here at the GigCast, this is JT Shea for Scott and everybody else saying until next week, enjoy your webcomics and order the Night Gig webcomic sampler number 4. See ya. This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?
One.